Magic Detective, starring the world's greatest magician, Blackstone. He tells you the inside story of The Curse of the Yogi. And right after the story, Blackstone will explain tricks that you yourself can perform. Reveal the guarded secrets of the world's greatest living magician. Stand by for Blackstone, the Magic Detective.
Well, Blackstone, what have you been doing today?
Rhoda and I have been rehearsing a new act, Don.
Oh, quiet, Agmar.
What was that bell?
Oh, that's just Agmar.
I told you to be quiet, Agmar. Can't you hear that Mr. Blackstone is busy talking to Mr. Hancock?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Agmar, go away and talk to someone else.
Who are you talking to? There's nobody here but me.
We're talking to Agmar, the yogi. He gets very bothersome at times.
Oh, now, look here.
Well, there's only one thing to do, Rhoda. Call Kuthumi. Kuthumi, there's a friend of mine, Agmar, the yogi, trying to talk to me. Would you be good enough to see what he wants?
Oh, now, look. Will one of you please break down and tell me what those bells are?
Why, Don, didn't we introduce you to Agmar and Kuthumi?
Oh, very rude of us. What's going on around here?
Rhoda,
Maybe
we'd better take him out of his misery before he explodes.
Okay. Take it easy, Don. Blackstone will tell you how we first met our friends, and then you'll understand everything.
Well, I certainly hope so.
Well, this all happened a year or so ago, Don. One day, Rodney Millbrook, the teller in one of the banks here in town, went to see Professor Kalgar, a mystic.
There it is again. You've got to help me. It's haunting me.
My dear man, you will have to tell me what it is that is bothering you before I can help you.
The bells. The bells.
The bells?
Those bells. You hear them, don't you?
I hear nothing.
I'm going mad. I can't stand this. They've got to stop, I tell you. They've got to stop.
My friend, I think these bells are the call of Agmar, the yogi.
Agmar?
Yes. He comes to people who have some crime on their souls. To people who have not confessed their sins.
I've done nothing. I swear it.
But the yogi knows. The yogi knows.
I haven't done anything. I haven't.
Confess, my friend, and the bells will leave you. Confess.
But I haven't done anything.
Leave me now. And when you are ready to make your peace with the yogi and with the world, come back to me. Until then, you will hear the bells of Agmar calling to you.
Blackstone, look at that man. Yes. He tried to jump in front of that truck.
Oh, there he goes again. The crazy fool. What's he trying to do? Commit suicide?
Go after him, Blackstone. He's out of his mind.
I'll get him.
But watch out, Blackstone. That truck! Blackstone!
Rhoda! Rhoda, come here, please. I need you.
Coming, Blackstone. Oh, golly. That truck missed you both by inches.
Help him with this chap, Rhoda. He's been stunned. Let's take him into that hotel. Well, my friend, you feeling better now?
Yes, thank you, sir.
Look here, maybe I can help you. You were trying to do away with yourself, but
what if I was? It's my life, isn't it?
Hey, that's no way to talk to a guy who just saved your life.
I can't stand it anymore. Those bells ringing all the time. I can't sleep. I can't think.
What bells?
Now, what's the use of talking? You wouldn't be able to hear them. You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Blackstone, the guy's nuts.
I heard that. Maybe I am crazy. Maybe I've lost my mind. If I haven't, I will lose it soon. I can't go on listening to those bells night and day.
Do you hear those bells now?
I always hear them. For over a week, I've... Wait. Do you hear anything?
I don't hear a thing.
Nor I. Do you?
They've stopped. The bells have stopped.
Suppose you tell me about them.
I'm a bank teller. I've never done anything wrong in my life. And then last week, something funny happened.
What was it?
I was walking across the street after leaving work, and a man came running after me with a $50 bill. He said I dropped it. I hadn't. I never had a $50 bill in my life, except in the bank, of course.
And what did you do?
I made him keep it. It wasn't mine. I wouldn't have thought anything of it, except that the same thing kept happening. Hat check girls would find big bills in the band of my hat. Waiters would pick up bills and give them to me.
And then you started hearing the bells?
Yes. And they kept ringing and ringing. And then I got worried. And I looked over my books at the bank. And I'm short. Terribly short.
Are you sure you didn't just absent-mindedly pocket some of that cash? By accident, I mean?
I don't know now. Maybe I did steal that money. Maybe I've lost my mind and just won't remember about it.
Have you told anyone about this?
Not about the money. I went to Professor Kalger, though, about the bells.
Professor Kalger?
Yes.
Who sent you to him? Who is he?
I told Steve Channing about the bells. He's the teller in the cage next to mine. And he sent me to Kalger.
And Kalger told you some story about your hearing the bells because you'd committed some crime?
How did you know?
And he said that you'd keep on hearing them until you confessed?
Yes. Yes, that's what he said. I couldn't do it. Not until I was sure that I...
Now, look here. This is what I want you to do.
Professor Kalker, I've come...
Yes, my friends.
The bells. I can't stand it anymore. I want to be rid of the bells.
Then you must do as the bells tell you. I will ask you questions, and you must answer as the bell tells you to do. It will ring three times for yes,
yes.
Twice for no.
Yes.
Ready?
Ready.
Have you committed a crime?
Yes.
Have you stolen money?
Yes.
Will you put that in writing?
No.
Will you put that in writing, I said?
No, no, no.
Do as I say, put that in writing. Agma tells you to confess.
And Kulhumi says that you are innocent.
What is the meaning of this? Who are you?
That is what I should ask you. Why have you been framing Millbrook for a crime done by his fellow teller?
Oh, watch out, he's got a gun.
Shot, Blackstone?
No, Don, I wasn't. You see, the bell of Kulhumi saved me just as it saved Rodney Millbrook.
Well, how did it save you?
I had the deep-voiced bell hidden under my coat, while Rhoda had Agmar in that scarf around her neck.
Kalger always wore his bell in his turban.
And the bell in my coat that night saved me from being killed when Kalger shot at me. The bullet hit the bell instead of me.
Well, there's only one thing I don't understand. How did you get into Professor Kalger's room in order to save Rod?
Oh, that was easy. While Rod was coming in and Kalger was answering his ring at the door, Rhoda and I climbed up the fire escape and hid behind the curtains. However, I had made sure there was a fire escape.
Mm-hmm. So, another mystery was solved by magic. Well, Blackstone, what's today's trick?
Well, it's going to be a cigarette trick. Don, let me have that empty beverage bottle on the tray.
Okay.
Thank you. And here's the cigarette. I place it down in the neck of the bottle. And now, what's going to happen when I let go?
Well, the cigarette will fall to the bottom of the bottle.
Not if you add the good old hocus pocus. Watch.
Well, I never.
The cigarette is staying right in the neck of the bottle.
It only dropped a few inches. It's just floating in air.
Well, now, I've seen everything.
No, you haven't, Don. Watch what happens when I snap my fingers.
Well, the cigarette is coming up.
Rising right out of the bottle.
Another snap, and it stops. Now, when I say pocus hocus, it goes in reverse.
It's sinking into the bottle again.
Down, down.
Stop. And hocus pocus, up.
And up it comes.
Up, up.
Right up to the very top. See? It's almost completely out of the bottle. Practically standing on end.
It's tipping. It's going to fall.
No. I caught it with my other hand. Here, Rhoda. You can examine the cigarette.
Well, how about the bottle?
Oh, you would be a skeptic, Don. Here's the bottle. Examine it all you want.
All right. It's completely empty.
Perfectly ordinary bottle.
And a perfectly ordinary cigarette. How did you ever work it?
Well, you think it over, Rhoda. And if you can't think it out, I'll be back to tell you.
Blackstone, now what's the solution to the cigarette mystery?
All right, Rhoda. Here, this is what did the trick.
A piece of black thread.
Yes, with one end tied around the head of an ordinary pin.
And the other end wrapped around a button of your coat.
Well, I still can't see how it made the cigarette rise.
Well, you push the pin into the end of the cigarette. Now you're ready for the bottle.
And you drop the cigarette into it.
Yes, but not the way you would think. The end you put into the bottle is the end with a thread.
Well, how does that help?
Then nobody sees the thread. Look closely and you'll notice that the thread goes down into the bottle, attached to the bottom end of the cigarette.
And then?
When I move the bottle slowly away from me, the thread draws tight and acts like a lever. It pushes the cigarette up out of the bottle instead of pulling it.
So the top end of the cigarette rises above the lip of the bottle.
Exactly. When I take the cigarette and hand it to Rhoda, the cigarette comes off the pin.
Why, so it does. I never would have noticed it.
And when I hand the bottle to you, the pin simply falls away.
Why, I never even noticed that.
See? Here it is, dangling against my coat on the end of the thread you can't see.
And we've been wasting all this time examining the cigarette and the bottle. What dopes.
Oh, you're not dopes. It's just an exceptionally good trick, that's all.
I'll say it is.
I hope you like that trick, ladies and gentlemen. And until next time, this is Blackstone saying good magic and goodbye.
Be with us next time when the world's greatest living magician, Blackstone, tells us the story of the coin of Cleopatra and explains more tricks that you yourself can perform. Listen in again to Blackstone, the world's greatest living magician.